Hello, welcome to our weekly Swansea City podcast. I'm Gareth Rogers, and with me is Swans expert Chris Wathen. We're talking about the Swans today. We go back a week to the defeat against Norwich. Chris, tell us a bit about that.
Well, it was... I don't want to use a cliche after the Lord Mayor's show, but to say Swansea was slow out of the starting blocks would be an understatement. You know, following what they'd done against Arsenal and impressed so many people, and when they'd been really sort of on the money. And I think the frustrating thing that Norwich were as expected, they were fast and physical, did play a fair bit of football, and I was impressed with Bradley Johnson and Robert Snodgrass out wide. I thought, you know, were very, very good. But ultimately, the Swansea were sort of masters their own downfall, you know, the defensive errors and set piece and just not dictating the tempo of the game or being strong enough. So, 3-0 down in half time, and you don't really expect to win. Although, you know, we did sense they got an early goal, they could make a comeback, and there was one-way traffic second half, and fair play to Grant Holt, who sort of ran across Ashley Williams, got the free kick, made it, got the fourth goal, and that was that. And I have to say, I spoke to Grant Holt afterwards, and he was, to be fair, his personality doesn't reflect the sort of character he is on the pitch. He's awkward on the pitch, isn't he? You know, and you know, Swansea fans have certainly loved to hate him over the years. But he's very complimentary about Swansea and the fans, and fair play. I think Norwich knew what they had to do. They knew it. They had to be good to beat Swansea, but just proves. And I don't buy this thing that they got complacent, or they got carried away. But it does prove if you fall off just 1 or 2% in the Premier League, then you will get beaten. And that's the case whether it's Norwich or, you know, Tottenham as this weekend or whoever. That's you've got to hit the higher standards all the time.
But to be fair, they didn't dwell on the defeat, and a Capital One Cup semi-final to look forward to. Great scenes of the Liberty in the week.
Yeah, but it was a huge achievement. I think it was only sinking in after you sort of came back and reflected upon it, because it was rather flat atmosphere. There was an element of perhaps the fans wanting to be entertained and thinking that they were going to be better than Borough, which, you know, ultimately was the case. But again, slow to start with, and the sort of, it's almost as if the players were waiting for the fans to sort of gee them up, and the fans waiting for the players to gee them up. Completely changed second half. For me, the key was Key coming on. They added just much more dynamism to the midfield, but also Liam Britton going back and playing in the Leon Britton role. Loudrup has tried a couple of times with De Guzman playing that sort of like base of midfield, where it's not so much a defensive midfielder or even holding midfielder. It's just someone. It's like the metronome, you know. He just keeps things going, and with the passing style, that's really important. No one can do it like Britton. Joe Allen was probably being groomed to do that job, and has done that job in Liverpool recently with Lucas out. But Swansea are a different side when Britton's not there, and when Loudrup made the change, as well as the sort of greatest, you know, the sort of fitness and pressure, it all told in the end, and there was no surprise. Your own goal, all right, no surprise that they got it. So yeah, it's semi-final now, and now you can start getting excited, you know. And it's weird because, I mean, we've experienced covering Cardiff's run to the Carling Cup final, and it was very different because of the fact that it was a championship, so it's something away from the norm. If you look at it in the cold light of day, playing Middlesbrough was a step down, isn't it? You're playing a championship club, it could well happen in the semi-finals. This one's you're in a season of 38 cup finals, if you want. Yeah. However, you know, the fact is, you know, the club's 100 years old this year, and to have only been in 3 major semi-finals, or this is the third, is quite something. So I think as it will approach, and with the draw next week, I think the excitement will build and build and build, and hopefully even more so should they get, well, it will do, should they get to Wembley. But like I say, 38 cup finals in the league, and there's nothing quite like a trip to Tottenham to focus the mind and make sure that no one's dwelling on cup exploits.
But I suppose it's one of those things when in the new year they can look at it. If they look at it, they've had a good run, they're safe, they're not worried about relegation, you know. Unless they're looking up and,
well,
other things take over.
Exactly. I mean, there's a couple of interesting comments from the players. A couple of say that, well, this is us now. We're a Premier League